Right now, it is time to bring in Mike Causey, Check on Sports. And he is probably one of the happiest guys in the world this morning. Good morning, Mike.
No, I'm not.
Why? Duke lost? The Yankees lost?
I made a $20 ticket.
Yeah?
At the William Hill bus station.
Yeah?
I had Texas Tech on the money line, a 14 parlay. It was $20 to win $510.
Yeah.
I had Texas Tech. They won outright. I had them on the money line. I had Virginia minus 4.5. They won by 5. I had Michigan State on the money line to beat Duke. But I had Kentucky minus 4.5, and they lost. So, no, not happy.
Wow. Even the Yankees losing 2 out of 3 to Baltimore doesn't make you happy?
Oh, no, I'm happy about a lot of things, but...
that was the capper that...
There's many things I'm happy about. I'm happy that Duke lost, get to see all those people crying. That was a beautiful thing, making excuses. And now they're done. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm happy that there's 4 teams that you wouldn't expect in the Final Four. In the Final Four. Yeah. So it's good. Auburn, Virginia, Michigan State, Texas Tech. And I'm rooting for Texas Tech because they're the most unlikely winner.
All right. Now, I want to go to the horse racing story. Once again, another horse broke down out in California.
Yeah, but I don't know if that has anything to do with the situation because Santa Anita's a weird track. They have what they call the 6.5-furlong downhill race. They start up on a mountain. They run down the hill. And for years, as long as I've been watching racing, they come off the turf course and run over the dirt and then back onto the turf again. And every time I watch races coming down the hill going over that dirt, I cringe. And yesterday, going over the dirt is where the accident took place. So I don't know what to think of that. I just think that that's a bad luck situation and at a bad time. I don't think that has anything to do with the prior situations going on. But another spill took place yesterday, but that's where it took place. If you haven't watched racing at Santa Anita where they go over that dirt strip, you're going from turf to dirt to turf over one period. And it's hard for me to believe that that's a smooth, even, level surface, that there's got to be some irregularities there. I didn't see it. I don't watch Santa Anita racing anymore because I'm not interested in it. But I just think it had maybe something had something to do with that.
All right. Let's see where else we want to go here.
We'll go to baseball.
Let's go to baseball.
The greatest team in the world lost 2 games this weekend to the worst team in the world.
There you go. I told you that would make
you happy. I was telling my friend. I said, you know, they play the Orioles. He said, I don't want to hear about it. I said, no, I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying this is a team they need to destroy. Didn't do it. Here's a couple of numbers for you. The Yankees had 28 hits over 3 games with the Orioles. The Yankees struck out 31 times. That's pretty unacceptable. I mean, you weren't playing the Astros or the Red Sox or whoever else you want to name that's a team that's expected to do well this year. You were playing the worst team in baseball. The worst team in baseball. I don't know.
All right.
You tell me.
It's only 3 games into the season.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this is a team that should not lose to the Baltimore Orioles. Not 2 out of 3 games.
You're absolutely
right. Not 2 out of 3 games.
I
don't care if they're playing in March, September, December, or whenever. This team should not lose 2 out of 3 games to the Baltimore Orioles.
Okay. Next baseball topic.
I'm waiting for you. You're the one that said it.
Oh, I don't have one. I have a. Remember that that kid Williamson blew out his sneaker?
Yeah.
It's missing. Somebody stole the sneaker.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why would you keep it?
Because it was meant to be.
It's a busted sneaker.
It was meant
to
be.
You ever break a sneaker?
It was meant to be sent back to Nike. And it wasn't. Someone stole it before it got sent back to Nike so they could look at it. So someone's
that's
got
who cares.
Someone's got that sneaker sitting someplace. I don't know why.
And what are they going to do with it?
That's why I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. What else? I don't know. I didn't watch much sports this weekend at all. Hey, the UConn women reached their 12th straight Final Four. They beat the number one seed this past weekend, Louisville. Hey, good news out of football, though. Michael Irvin is cancer-free after
he didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah.
I never heard anything about him being ill.
I hated the guy while he played because he was such
a... You don't wish nothing bad to nobody.
No. I hated why he played. I always liked his personality, though, because he was, unlike Odell Beckham, on game day, he was Mr. Reliable.
The only reason why I didn't like him was because he got away with pushing off all the time.
All the time.
So, which wasn't his fault. No. It was the ref's fault.
Yeah. But since he's been on the NFL Network, he's very, very good. And it's like I'm just glad he's okay because I like him.
Of course.
Yeah. And the Lakers shut down LeBron for the rest of the year. Where do you think he's going to wind up next?
Oh, I don't know. Depends on where he cries and wants to go to. Hey, I know it's early in the season, but Christian Yelich, last year's MVP that Derek Jeter decided to trade, that he wasn't useful in Miami anymore.
Yeah.
Well, he's got 4 home runs so far this season, and he's hitting .500. How's that working out, Derek Jeter? .500, 4 home runs, last year's MVP, but he can't play baseball in Miami.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, talk about a dummy.
All right, listen to this one. According to Ralph Vaciano.
Who's that?
He's a sports writer in New York. The Giants might pick a pass rusher with their first pick this year.
There's this guy I talked to at the track. His name's Louis Lipschitz. They think the Giants may take a place kicker. Who cares what this guy thinks? The only thing that matters is what the Giants do. And everybody's got an opinion, and they're entitled to it, but that doesn't make their opinion worth a salt. The Giants are not going to take a pass rusher. The Giants need offensive help.
Yeah.
That's where they're going.
Sooner or later, they got to make a choice on a quarterback for the future. Sooner or later. They can't put it off anymore.
If they have the opportunity to get one of the top quarterbacks this year, they have to do it.
Yep.
They have to do it.
Yep.
They should have done it before, but now they're in the corner where they have to do it.
Yep. I agree with you 100%.
A pass rusher.
Yeah. That's right.
Pass rushers are irrelevant if you can't score points.
That's exactly right.
Unbelievable. Hey, you go to New York a lot, huh?
Yeah.
How do you like this? Do you go below 61st Street?
Oh, I always stay above 61st. I will not go in that section of New York.
So right now, New York, you can't use plastic bags. You can't drive downtown. Everything else costs you money. Just more reasons to stay away from that place.
You know,
unbelievable.
And this isn't a knock against Trump, but ever since Trump has been elected president, I don't go below Trump Tower when I'm on that side of New York because it's just crazy. It's just crazy. And then the lower you get, it's even worse. So that's on the east side. The lower you get, it's even worse. So
the powers that be that run New York think by charging more people, that's going to stop you from going there. Okay. Not if you have to.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right.
The Verrazano Bridge is up, going up to $19. The tunnels from New Jersey to New York are going up, I think, to $17. And then the glorious people in New York, that as soon as you come out of the tunnel, they're right there to write you another toll for $16 for the privilege of driving in New York. So you're looking at $40 just to get to New York City. Yeah, hello.
Okay. With that being said, I've got to get on to the forecast.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day, Mr. New York.
Oh, I am. Okay. I am. Who did the Yankees play next?
Detroit.
There's another world power. Okay. Let's see how they do against them.
All right. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.